For outdoor recreation guides, the past few months have been different than any other spring. The mountains have sort of been closed, and guidelines will be different as companies prepare to take hikers back into the backcountry. NWPB's Courtney Flatt has more about the difficulties for one of the region's biggest industries.
On a good day, Mick Pearson would be guiding a group of rock climbers up walls at Index, a well-known climbing crag in Washington's Central Cascades, or across a Mountain Traverse, or up Mount Baker.
Mount Erie is quite beautiful. Oregon, Smith Rock. I love all of those spots.
Pearson started Cough Adventures 14 years ago. The company leads small groups on outdoor education and adventure travel. But for the past 7 weeks, Pearson has barely gotten outside. And he hasn't guided people through some of his favorite spots, helping them learn new outdoor skills.
So I think that human connection is what fuels me. I think maybe that's what I'm missing.
Instead, this spring he's been navigating payment protection program loans, COVID-19 policies, and customer communication. It's been a rough couple of months for outdoor recreation businesses, from mountaineering and rock climbing guides to whitewater rafting groups to private campgrounds. Outdoor recreation brings in big bucks to the Northwest and to many rural communities that act as gateways to the great outdoors. The tourism and leisure industry suffered some of the biggest job losses this past April.
You know, we have about a month left, and if things don't change and the PPP money runs out, we'll be in a tough place. Probably I would have to close my doors by the end of July.
That's a concern for a lot of outdoor recreation businesses across the region. Randy Rosenberger teaches applied economics at Oregon State University. He says outdoor recreation tourists bring critical new money into small communities.
This impact on recreation and tourism is huge. I don't think we've ever seen anything quite like it before.
Rosenberger says this economic downturn has combined parallels with other past recessions. Think the fear after 9/11, now the fear of large crowds, plus the market collapse of 2008. Now many more people have lost jobs and disposable income. Add in travel restrictions. Travel restrictions might keep mountaineer hopeful Andrea Fry off the summit of Mount Rainier this year. She'd planned to watch the sunrise from the summit on her 40th birthday. The dream was for her and her husband to make the trip with another couple. The group hired a private guide who recently told her climbing passes aren't being issued above the mountain's high camps.
I might not get to climb for my birthday, but hopefully maybe by like late season, end of August, maybe it will be opened up then and we'll be able to do the climb then. So it's not the day that we were hoping to, but that's still all up in the air.
Many guiding groups hope to reopen soon and begin rescheduling customers. Jason Martin is American Alpine Institute's executive director. He says the next few years will be lean.
It's going to take a while because all these people who wanted to go in 2020, most of them have just rescheduled to 2021. And so it's like, okay, well, we're getting that income, but the new income from next year is going to be limited.
They built a 25-page COVID risk management plan. There will be challenges, like a required distance between hikers, taking individual summit photos, and camping restrictions. Martin says many campsites may have to be far apart, when normally they'd huddle together.
And that's one of my biggest fears is, you know, on these guided trips, one of the real values is the bonding that comes through outdoor recreation. We're afraid that this might just be the new normal. We're expecting that we may be doing this for the next couple years.
But Martin says one thing outdoor adventurers are good at is risk assessment. Now, along with watching for rockfall or crevasses, outdoor guides will wear masks and carry hand sanitizer. I'm Courtney Flatt reporting.